Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is nothing like the Monday after a football weekend, a full football weekend, and we are excited to bring you the Monday edition of Straight Up with Sturge with yours truly, me, Willie P. Hope you enjoyed the weekend. If you're a South Carolina or Clemson fan, you have very little to complain about, as both teams got W's. If you're a Panther fan, though, your Sunday was ruined. Telephone number for you to get in today, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text line 71307. Please put ESPN in the body of your text and be a part of the program that way. On Twitter, at Willie P. Style, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. Diesel is alongside here. He and I spent a lot of time this weekend with each other, probably more time than you or I spent with a female. So that.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. So you're saying you.
Yeah, I'm going to call you out.
You overcompensated yesterday? You're calling me out for what? Among other things.
For trying to disparage my relationship status.
Was I trying to disparage your relationship status?
You disparaged the amount of time I spent with a woman.
Okay. Just want to make sure. There was a lot of time spent with a lot of people over the weekend. And we had a lot of fun on Saturday night. Actually, Saturday morning, I guess you could say. Friday night with the Aggie fans. Had a fun time over at Death Valley on Saturday. And also had a fun time watching South Carolina pitch and catch around the football field against Charleston Southern. A lot to get to today. We're going to try to put it all into a nice little bubble for you to be able to react to today as we go throughout the show. One of my very good friends is also going to join the program. He does not cover anything with a local purview, but one of the biggest stories going on nationally, which is the Antonio Brown scenario. Guy who covers the Patriots will be a part of the program, and my pal Mike Yuva will join us at the top of hour number three. I'm going to start with Clemson today. I know Rhino started with Gamecocks. I'm going to start with Clemson today, only because we were there, and I saw something at Clemson that I didn't think was possible. And I spent a lot of time on my blog on this, which you can find at ESPNUpstate.com. But I'm going to personify those thoughts with you here in case you have not read it. When I stood next to Dabo Sweeney, while he was wearing his championship hat, championship shirt, hoisting the golden scepter at the welcome back event for the national championship for Clemson, the third championship that was earned in January, I asked him the very specific question about knowing, regardless of who they're going to play on the field in 2019, their biggest opponent is not personified by a personnel group. It is not something that is personified by a player inside a jersey. No, their biggest opponent would be themselves, would be complacency, would be just trying to figure out how in the world to ratchet up the same intensity again to go and duplicate something that's not been done in the college football playoff era. How do you do that? He said, well, all that stuff's created on the outside. We come and we do our job. We sit and we make things happen. There's really nothing that you can say to me or say to us that we haven't already tried to say to our players before. And that basically we're going to go back to work, business as usual, when the spring football season starts in late February, early March. So I said, okay, that's fine. Revisit it when we get back to the fall. And the same question was asked again. How do you feel about being the hunted versus being the hunter? Similar answer. We look at everything from the standpoint of getting us motivation. We have no problem finding motivation in our building. They heard all the stuff that we were probably saying when it came to the comments about last year's Texas A&M game. They had all the thoughts about what could have possibly happened against Georgia Tech in the opener, maybe a little bit of squeamishness, Trevor Lawrence being pedestrian. It's funny how Dabo Swinney is the antithesis of every other coach you seem to see on the highest level. They all say, we don't read your press clippings. We don't read your podcast. We don't read your articles. We don't listen to your podcasts. Will Muschamp said as much last week. And yet, when Dabo Swinney says, we know we left a little doubt last year, that tells me that he used that as fuel for the fire. He didn't need the reporters to tell him about Jared Hocker's comments last week about there will be an upset. But guess what? The only people who were upset were the 7,000 to 9,000 fans clad maroon at sold out Death Valley on Saturday. That was an utter dismantling that we saw by Clemson, and they did it with the same kind of cunning ingenuity like someone defusing a bomb. It was like a snake killing its prey. No, it wasn't a beatdown. And yes, by the way, in case you noticed, we got the backdoor cover. Those of you who might have had a financial investment in that game. I told you 17 was too many points. Though it did not necessarily play out the way Diesel, me, Mark, anybody who really was in the media played out. So for that, I will say, good on you, Clemson. Good on you, Clemson, for taking care of business at home against probably the biggest competition that they will play all season. Quite honestly, I don't even know if I want to go to Death Valley anymore this year. They play next week at Syracuse. They'll win that game. There is no doubt in my mind, by the way, Diesel, there is no doubt in my mind that they are going to lay the absolute wood on Syracuse. They are going to kick the ever-loving crap out of that orange team that was fraudulent in check notes. College Park, Maryland. They lost at the Shell, Diesel. You don't go into the Shell and get housed by Maryland and think you're going to compete with the Panthers and the Paw. Oh, my goodness. Come on, man. What? What? What?
Yeah, you're sweating a little bit.
I'm hype, baby. It's a football Monday. This is all Clemson, by the way. We're going to do 15 minutes on Clemson, 15 minutes on the Gamecocks, 50 minutes on the NFL. This is how we're going to do Mondays now. And we'll readjust as we go along. Sometimes the Gamecocks will be the lead. Sometimes Clemson will be the lead. This is how we're going to do Mondays now. I've decided. Executive order. In the books. And your thoughts, as always, at 844-GSP-ESPN. The phone number, 71307. The text line. No guests first hour. All you. And I mean, do you agree? That was a dismantling. They controlled the game from the second quarter on.
Texas A&M had absolutely nothing for Clemson in that game. They were lucky to come back and score that touchdown at the end.
And that was all with second-string guys in there. That was all second-string guys in there. So there was nothing in that last touchdown, other than, for, like I said. And again, part of the reason why I said that there was not going to be a cover in that game is because Clemson specializes in giving up those garbage touchdowns because they don't want to use everybody on the field. And even Dabo said, we really didn't play as many guys as we usually do. Yeah, well, still. They used a lot of those reserve guys in the final drive of the football game. Dabo Swinney very rarely admits when something is on his mind that's coming in from the outside. But just tell from these comments that he made to open up his press conference how much of the outside noise he used to fuel this ball club.
You know, we felt like we left a little doubt in this game last year, and, you know, it was good to see us respond. You know, we had certain groups on our team challenge coming into this game, and I thought our guys accepted the challenge. Two things I told them in the locker room was great teams get better and great teams win on the road. And we got an opportunity to do both next week, got a chance to grow our team, get better from this one. This will be a great tape to teach from, and obviously we got a chance to go on the road. In division play, a place that we lost last time we were up there. So excited to see how we respond. We can only take 72, so we won't have as many people with us on the sideline. And but I am excited about, you know, what I saw in this game and just the readiness of our guys.
Which coach do you know in his opening press conference, unprompted, brings up the next opponent like that? And they were very, very candid about saying, look, we did a lot of stuff on A&M and Syracuse during the summer. We really didn't show as much with regards to this game that we played against Georgia Tech. We really didn't show a lot. They hit the ground running with this team, and they knew just exactly what everybody was saying about them, and they proved the doubters wrong. Dabo is doing something that hasn't been seen this side of the Deflategate revenge tour that Tom Brady and the Patriots went on 2 years ago en route to a championship in Super Bowl 51. And as somebody who is as anti-patriot as I am anti-anything that's not American, it sickens me to have to make that comparison. Because you can't do anything other than tip your cap and respect Dabo Swinney. I was no more convinced on Saturday than I am sitting here speaking to you on ESPN Upstate that not only is Clemson going to house Syracuse, not only is Clemson going to roll through the rest of its competition in 2019, not only is Clemson going to get to the college football playoff for another year in a row, but I think Clemson is going to win the whole damn thing, and they're going to do it in a way that resembles last year, if not more so lopsidedly. If that makes any sense to you. Which, again, I don't think is the best thing for college football because I think I've taken all the drama out of the 2019 season. Like I said, I don't even know if I have to go to Death Valley again this year. Do I want to go see them paste Charlotte? Do I want to go see them paste Florida State? I don't blame Clemson fans for being bored. I don't blame Clemson fans for looking at this season and looking at the regular season and saying, why do we have to go sweat our behinds off at Death Valley and watch another 60-point pasting? It's boring. It stinks. There's no drama. Even on Saturday, you saw fans headed for the exits midway for the fourth quarter, and I didn't blame them. Another radio host might have come on here and said and called them out. They were fantastic Saturday. But, again, be that as it may, this is why we play the game. They could come out and lay an egg somewhere. You never know. Syracuse says that they are expecting the biggest game for the biggest crowd for a football game in, quote, decades. Of course, you know, football.
That's what, 25,000 for them?
Football is a solid number three at that athletic department, by the way. You know that, right? Number three to basketball and lacrosse.
Yowza.
Big lacrosse up there. Huge. That's the one with the sticks.
Yeah.
Hockey without the ice. So to speak.
That's field hockey.
No, it's hockey without the ice. With the
they throw a ball around.
Yes, that's the thing.
With sticks.
With sticks. Yes, they throw their balls around with sticks. That's what happens. Be that as it may, take that as you will. 844 GSP ESPN is the phone number. Look, Trevor Lawrence looked the part. 268 yards passing, touchdown, and a pick. Not the best day from ETN. Also, not necessarily the best backing up of the statement that I made last week that ETN is more important than Lawrence. Again, a lot of that I said on Saturday, just being like, hey, tell me again how Travis ETN isn't as important as Trevor Lawrence is, or Lawrence isn't as important as ETN is, or whatever the heck I said last week. I said ETN was more important. I said, tell me more about that. Meaning the sarcasm, which, by the way, the vehicle for sarcasm in 2019 is definitely not Twitter. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Not necessarily the way you should go. We'll also get into South Carolina's big victory and why I wasn't impressed. But what was confirmed by me by watching that game was something I didn't think I needed confirmation on, but I felt a little better about them in 2019. 844-GSP-ESPN. The phone number, 71307. The text line. And 1 hour from now, a former South Carolina and Clemson, for that matter, player has thrown some pretty harsh allegations at Will Muschamp and the South Carolina program. We'll talk about the fallout and the big video from Josh Belk 1 hour from now. Plenty of time for your calls, tweets, texts, and any other way you want to throw feedback. Just don't throw anything at our studios here on beautiful Carlington and Woodruff in East Greenville. Willie P and Diesel here with you on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm allowed to get in on this now, Diesel, because I know you've been wanting to say something ever since you and I spent Saturday together. You felt that I put your life in danger on Saturday.
Yeah, you're terrifying to ride with. You are scary, man. What's funny is people who are terrifying to ride with, it's like they don't believe you.
No, I know.
You're scary. I'm going to call her out because I know she doesn't listen. But my girlfriend is scary to ride with.
Yeah.
And it's because you...
I get very distracted.
You get distracted.
You're
messing on your phone. Luckily, we were driving down one of these back roads in and around the Clemson Research Forest... And there was nobody coming because you were well over the line. I was in the oncoming lane.
To allow me to defend myself only very, very briefly, we were taking a
route.
That's
all it takes.
We were taking a route that I did not necessarily I have not been familiar with. We went a different way around the traffic that was Clemson game day traffic.
So what you're saying is it's hard to read tweets about the Antonio Brown news on a road that you're unfamiliar with.
That's correct.
As compared to a road that you are familiar with loaded with traffic.
Correct. It's very, very correct.
Baloney.
Very, very correct.
Baloney.
844.
That's Oscar Mayer baloney.
844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. Text line is 71307. Put ESPN in the body of your text. I just wanted to be sure to put that out there so that I wasn't ambushed later. I didn't want to be ambushed later. And also, if you are texting us, please don't text and drive, because apparently Diesel is very offended by this. Let's go to Delvin in Fountain, who leads us off on a Monday. What's up, Delvin? How are you, bud?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
What's happening?
Man, what a game plan by Brent Venables, man. What he used against Kellen Mond Saturday. Unbelievable. No, you know, people thought he won the best. That's why he won the best. And I think he was more motivated than the players. What happened last year with Killerman putting all the yards. Because after the game, that's how he mentioned that. He mentioned last year after the game so many times. Like, all right, this guy, you talking about the players motivated. He was motivated to shut Killerman down after all the comments and all the praise about what happened last year.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, Delvin. And Venables, you know, I talked to him one-on-one on Saturday. And I asked him, I said, look, you know, it probably wasn't very difficult to get guys up for this one. They talk a lot about, you know, one game season, biggest game of the year. Dabo, biggest game of the year. She's going to say the same thing about Charlotte as he does about, you know, Texas A&M, biggest game of the year, one game season, trying to go 1-0 this week. Here's the problem. They all buy into it over there. But here's the thing. When you actually play somebody of consequence, it's not hard to get them up for it, especially after last year, because he felt that his formula had taken a bit of a hit as well. And he came out with all these exotic fronts and things that really looked to shake up Kellen Mond.
Well, Mond couldn't hit a pass to save his life in the first quarter. It was overthrow after he overthrew wide receivers twice on the opening drive. So, A, credit to the pass rush for getting to him faster than he was prepared for and getting him a little bit rattled, but credit to the DBs for playing tight coverage.
One of the last things I said on Twitter at Willie P Style, I said, by the way, if you don't know why Brent Venables makes more than $2 million at Clemson, it was for games like Saturday night, last touchdown notwithstanding. That man is a damned genius. Genius. 844-GSP-ESPN. The phone number. We'll get to the Gamecocks in a moment. Kevin is on the line. And, Kevin, you're on ESPN Upstate.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this evening?
What's up?
I got three quick points I want to make real quick, and I'll hang up. Listen, first of all, I like your take in the first segment on how Clemson did, for one. But as far as Trevor Lawrence needing Travis Etienne or who's more important, I think both of them probably is equal important as the other one, because when Travis opens up running lane or has running lanes and is running wild, it brings a lot of people in the box, which helps Trevor, and vice versa. When
it's a codependent relationship. You're correct.
Right. Second thing is not impressed with South Carolina. You know, they beat a middle school. You know, I got a bunch of my friends and family who are texting me saying they want Bama. So I guess they're going to get their wish here in a few more days. And my third point is also with the North Carolina fans going out screaming they want Clemson. All I can tell them is be careful what you ask for, because you're going to get them, and you're going to get them real quick.
And the one thing that North Carolina does get is they get them in their building, and that might be the biggest game to ever be played at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill.
Which is
more of a statement about their history at Keenan Stadium.
Fans are dumb sometimes. Fans can be very smart.
You think fans are dumb more often than not?
Fans are dumb a lot. Point being, booing players when they go down throughout the game, I don't care they are faking it.
Bad look.
It's an awful look. You hear about people saying that fan bases are bad. The Clemson fan base who was there, and every single person who booed at any point throughout the game, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
You're not wrong.
You're booing injured players, and you don't have a clue if they're injured or not.
It was one guy.
Awful look.
One guy who was getting booed for going down for injury, and he was down for the entire TV timeout. And people would tweet me being like, he's faking it. He's faking it. He's got to be faking it. Or there's one person who said, no, they're not booing. Well, I'm sitting in the second row. They're not booing. The entire Clemson student section was booing. But whatever.
Every single one of you should be ashamed of yourselves for booing injured players.
I do have a thought on North Carolina. Maybe Mac is back before Texas was back. How crazy is that?
What was it you said to me on the way home regarding Texas? Setting records.
Texas has set a record over the last couple of years for being back more times before actually being back than they actually are back. So it basically was a good thing that they lost. I think everybody outside of Austin, Texas, kind of agrees with that. This is brandy new, just off the press here, Diesel. The athletic director at Southern Cal, Lynn Swan, has resigned effective immediately. Dave Roberts will serve as the interim AD. Within 18 months, three Southern Cal Athletic Department employees who worked under Lynn Swan were arrested by the FBI. It's not a good look for him. So that's at least a part of the news of the college football world at large. Closer to home, South Carolina. Look, I did not need to see any of that game on Saturday to confirm in my mind what I already had believed. And that is that Ryan Helinski is the best quarterback on the South Carolina roster, at least the one with the biggest upside and the one with the biggest 2019 and beyond potential. That included Jake Bentley while healthy, by the way. And I'm not saying this to necessarily sound like a first guesser on this, because quite honestly, we really didn't know what we were going to see on Saturday. But the fact that Ryan Helinski did what he did, which is hard to do against air, I add parenthetically, he might as well have been playing against air, because that was the worst team that I'd seen inside Williams-Brice Stadium in the three football seasons that I've seen South Carolina play opponents. So, again, while you want to look at everything about their record-setting performance and how it was more yards gained than any other South Carolina team had gained, and how Helinski looks like this, and he's a much better quarterback and a much better arm thrower and this and that. This is everything that we had told you. We told you all of this. We told you the only thing that Ryan Helinski does not have that Jake Bentley does is experience with his receivers and experience seeing real college defenses. Other than that, he is every bit the quarterback, if not better, than Jake Bentley. So what in reality did we see Saturday that we didn't expect? What in reality did we not expect? Honestly. It's to me, not necessarily something that we looked at and say, oh, I was surprised by. Yes, it was great. Yes, you give credit where it's due. 24 of 30 for 282, two touchdowns, one interception. And quite honestly, none of it necessarily is a bad thing from me. But you take a significant step up in class this week. A significant step up in class. And the other part of this that you have to understand, too, is that one thing Alabama is going to possibly create, people talk about a false sense of security all the time. Well, Alabama basically causes the absolute opposite thing to happen, which is you start to see ghosts. And I'm worried about that offensive line. That was the one thing that worried me with the fact that you were going to put the freshman quarterback in there with that offensive line. Don't really think we can get any read on any of the defensive adjustments that they made because, again, they didn't see the kind of quality players that they did. And when I rewatched the game for a second time, I didn't even watch any defensive snaps, to be brutally honest with you, because there's nothing I could take from that game defensively from South Carolina that would be anything you can extrapolate forward to what they're going to see against Alabama. But a win and a take-care-of-business situation for South Carolina, that's fine. I'm not trying to deflect or take away any kind of credit. But let's pump the brakes on the Helinski for Heisman talk, okay? Like okay? I mean, people, you should have seen some of the same people who were saying fire Muschamp were saying, oh, my God, this guy's amazing. Drew tweets us at ESPN Upstate, at Willie P Style, and at Diesel on Radio. Can you remind the listening audience that local prognosticator coach Josh Phillips predicted South Carolina will beat Bama this Saturday? When did he say that?
Must have been a week or so ago when he filled in. Labor Day, maybe? Didn't he fill in for Mark Ryan on Labor Day?
He did.
Must have been then.
That was after Bentley was hurt.
Ugh.
Coach, man.
Not certain.
Coach.
Got a tweet here from T. Bailey Jackson 1 in response to my tweet. Every single Clemson fan who booed injured A&M players should be ashamed. Give me one justification that makes it okay. He says, I have a justification. They weren't hurt. You don't know that. You don't know that. And if you pretend that you know that, you're lying.
Texas A&M's starting running back, Jayshon Corbin, out for the season. He was really hurt. He was one of the guys who came limping off the field. So, I mean, that's the part of the game. And, again, I know the reasons why teams do it against these up-tempo, up-tempo teams. And he says, another guy comes in and says, got to love those SEC timeouts going down just in time to delay momentum, but I digress. Again, I know that people – I know people will try to say that actually gives you an advantage. I don't really know how much of an advantage that actually gives you, to be brutally honest. Because at the end of the day, an offense like Clemson's doing what it's doing, they are not necessarily worried about the personnel grouping shifting in and out. Honestly. Like that part of it is not affecting the offense in any way. And here's the thing. Clemson is a team that subs in about as many different people, different personnel groupings as any team in the country. They play more players than anybody in the country. So, again, what do they care? 844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number, 71307. Drew says on Twitter, he says it was before the season when he made the prediction, right around when our good friend Mark Sturgis was out with medical leave. So he said it was before the season. And yeah, it's not something that I necessarily prescribe to. Mark says to boo a genuinely hurt player is reprehensible. To boo a player who goes down because his quarterback has leg cramps and needs an injury timeout for some hydration seems reasonable. Just one example. There are others. Remember, this is Jimbo Fisher. I didn't realize this is such a controversial take, honestly. Like this should be pretty easy, simple, cut and dry. Don't boo injured players.
Some people just have a hard time admitting that they're jerks. Right. I mean, it's a jerk take. Anybody who argues this, it's a jerk take, and it makes you look awful on national television.
Is it weak to fake injuries? Yes. But I think people are overstating the kind of advantage that it gives you. I don't think it gives you that kind of – I don't think it gives you nearly the advantage that people seem to think that it does. Let's go to Slooper, who is on. Slooper, you're on ESPN Upstate. What's up, man?
All right. Hey, guys. How are y'all?
What's up?
All right, so I guess I'm going to be a jerk here because I don't agree with you. I think that it's a massive advantage when you run out of timeouts, all right, or you don't have a timeout and you just go down. And I do agree that nobody in the stadium knows that who's injured and who's not. But I think you can also agree that not every single player that's gone down has been injured. You can agree with that, right?
Yeah, but you don't know that. You're booing somebody not knowing if they're injured or not. So, therefore, you have to assume that they are injured. Otherwise, you're just being a jerk.
Let me just answer my question. You know, you've seen out of all the games you've watched, you've seen a guy go down that was not injured. You know that.
I don't know that. I'm not in the training room. I'm not on the sideline when they pull the tent over their heads. I don't know if they're injured or not.
Okay, well,
you're making it up. You're assuming because you think they might be injured.
Well, look, the other 99% of college football world has seen a guy look over to the sidelines, seen the signal, and seen him drop to the ground. We've seen it. You may not have seen it, but we have seen it before. Okay, so that doesn't mean that it's okay to boo. I'm not disagreeing with you there. But here's what I am saying. It has happened. And if you don't know that it hasn't happened, then you need to watch more college football.
I mean, I know it happens.
I'm not saying that it does or doesn't happen. I'm saying it's an awful look when you or somebody in the crowd boos a player not knowing if they're actually injured or not because you don't know.
That's a guess.
I agree with you there.
But here's what needs to happen from this point, because I kind of disagree on the other side, too. I think it's a huge advantage in an up-tempo offense when you got rhythm as an offense. And in an up-tempo passing offense, rhythm is everything. You shut it down, and anyone who's in the stands last Saturday can tell you, that was one of the weirdest, most – there was no rhythm to the game. Every other 5 seconds, there was a timeout for something. And here's what I would like to see happen. Nobody can tell if an injury happened or not. It's just – you'll never be able to get to that. But if you go down, this is what the NCAA should do. If you go down, you are out for a minimum of 4 plays. You are out for a minimum of 4 plays, and that settles both sides of it.
Slooper, that's a tad penal to me.
Well, I mean, if you're legitimately hurt, then you should be out for 4 plays. Make sure he's okay. You don't just come out and then go right back in. That's the only way you can settle it. And then that way, what happens is you can legitimately check on that player, one, make sure they're okay, and then two, you'll get rid of some of this nonsense too, because it has happened before. And people are getting upset with it. So, I mean, I agree, no booing, but I also agree that shouldn't be going on in the game of college football, too, like it has been going on. So, I'll be the jerk, but I'm not going to sit there and boo anybody. But I also agree on the other side, you got to see the other point, too.
Understand the sentiment. I just don't agree that it gives you that much of an advantage. I really don't, honestly. Because here's the thing. If you're gaining yards on an opponent – I've never seen a team pull that and then all of a sudden a team stalls. Like, I never see it work.
And how about the advantage?
That's the part. Like, show me where it actually works.
And how about the advantage that your players now have an opportunity to rest longer than they would have?
Yeah, I will concede. Well, not concede, because I will agree. I'll agree that it happens.
Sure, it happens.
I will agree that teams do it. I will agree that it's something that happens in the game and shouldn't be a part of the game. Do I think we should go radical and go to four plays off for an injury? No. Because there could be a situation where a guy just gets stepped on or gets hit and has the wind knocked out of him and he can be back a play later. That's incredibly way too penal. Incredibly way too penal. And the other part of this, too, is this. You don't know. Like you said, you don't know.
Yeah. I love the justification of, well, we don't know if he's injured, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't boo because we don't know. Or it's still okay to boo even though we don't know, because it does happen in college football.
Show me where actually doing that works. Show me where doing that actually works. Because, again, I think it's cheap. I think it happens, but I think it's also cheap, and I also think it doesn't really necessarily work. And I think the advantage gained by it is minimal. 844-GSP-ESPN, the phone number, 71307, the text line. We'll get into some NFL next. Let me tell you, wasn't a good day for Carolina. And, oh, by the way, when we left you on Friday, Antonio Brown was about to play his first game for the Raiders. If you've been living under a rock, let's just say we have to tell you something about that, how that is completely different now. ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I do want to share something with the audience away from the two locals. Also, by the way, just for the in-state, heavy, heavy kudos to my man, Jamie Chadwell and the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers for getting their first Power 5 victory over Kansas.
Woo!
Although, really, if it's a victory over Kansas, does that really mean it's a Power 5 victory?
Hi-o, hot take.
It's the one thing that I've retained from no longer really being affiliated or associated or rooting for my alma mater, as I still hate and abhor everything that there is about the Kansas Jayhawks. Still hate it. They have a thing there where they don't capitalize the K in Kansas because it is neither a proper name nor a proper place. Like, I've everything on my word processing and on my phone is autocorrects to Kansas with a lowercase K. Just automatically. I've rigged it that way. Because that is how much of a bitter individual that I am. Drew tweets us. We were talking about Diesel's mad, and I kind of concur about the injured players. He says, if play is stopped, then review it like diving in hockey, but definitely don't boo. So we're going to basically have a review like every time somebody pulls up lame. Games would be 7 hours long.
Do you have some sort of special camera lens where you can look into a guy's lower leg and see if there's a real contusion or not? That's a stupid
point. Well, Clemson, they have a camera where they can look into a guy's soul and can tell whether he's a 5-star or not. That must be the reason they're getting all these players to be able to play at the level they are. Too soon? Sorry. I had to throw one. I had to throw one, guys. I mean, come on. I had to throw one Jarl's way. 844-GSP, ESPN is the phone number. I can't get soft on you now. I can't. I just absolutely can't. So we left the show at around 7 o'clock on Friday. You and I went and got a little dinsky down in Simpsonville. By the way, very hospitable people over at Hillcrest for the Aggie Yell thing. That was really, really cool. You took that whole thing in. Would you say that was how would you rate that experience?
That was about a 7.5 on the weirdo meter.
Yeah. Told you those Aggie fans are a unique bunch.
Yeah, they're very into it, you know.
Very, very into it. And the only people I know who can clap and cheer in unison.
They were
that like that.
They were all just like leaning in.
Oh yeah, the lean. You got to get the lean
for the stupid jokes. I'm sure that they tell everywhere they go.
Oh, it's half like you're eating a cheesesteak over a ledge or wanting to take a dump.
What's funny is we had a guy who was a Texas Longhorn fan who was commenting on the live video, and he goes, "Oh, the Leroy bit. I've heard the Leroy bit before." So apparently they have a. They may have some sort of rotating list of jokes that like to tell
or
bits that they like to do.
They're all the same.
But ultimately, they're all the same in the end.
They said something about Jake Bentley having a cracked wing or whatever because he was coming back from injury last year and some garbage, all this stuff.
I mean, it's entertaining to go see. You should if you ever have the chance.
So the point I'm saying is that when you and I last saw each other on Friday night, we were under the assumption that Antonio Brown was going to
be a Raider.
Be a Raider and play for the Raiders on Monday Night Football tonight, which, by the way, you can hear on ESPN Upstate that the MNF doubleheader, easy for me to say, starts at 6:30. We will take you right up to it here tonight on ESPN Upstate. When you and I reconvened, it took us from when we were here in Greenville to being on the Clemson campus that point, from having Antonio Brown complaining about his non-guaranteed money not being fulfilled to him being released to him being a Patriot. That happened all in the time it took for you and me to drive to Death Valley on
Saturday.
Not
only was he released, he was ecstatic about being released. If you've seen the video, if you haven't seen the video, he gets the phone call. And he gets up and literally runs out of his back door. Like the time that I first saw the Mighty Ducks and they scored to beat the Hawks. That's how I felt. That's how he felt. Just pure jubilation.
So now we sit here on Monday and he is a Patriot. This is his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, speaking about the drastic turn of events that now has AB wearing red, white, and blue.
The Patriots are obviously a very solid, strong organization. They do things the Patriots way. They expect everybody to be accountable. They don't make any exceptions. And I've discussed this with Antonio, and he wants to be a Patriot.
Really?
He's going to have a hard time with that whole accountability thing.
Mm-hmm. But here's the other part of this. We all got played, Diesel. We all got played. This is a charade. He meant for this to happen. He always wanted to be a Patriot. This is the conspiracy theorist in me has all the red flags going off. Woo, woo, woo. Guess what? He never wanted to be a Raider. It was all about getting an opportunity to pick his own different place to play. And now that he is a Patriot, he will conform. He will no longer be crazy. You won't hear about his helmet. You won't hear about his feet. You won't hear about any of this other garbage. It was all about trying to create the commotion to get him a free opportunity to go where he wanted to, which was always with Tom Brady and the Patriots. And the NFL should look into this because it's disgusting. 844-GSP, ESPN, the phone number. You know how much I love funny referee comments. There was one in the Sunday night game last night that we'll play for you next on ESPN Upstate. So I have an obsession with funny referee comments with the mic. I think the referee mic one of the biggest inventions for the game of football, because I think that it should be a mic. I think all officials should be mic'd up. I think baseball umpires should be mic'd up. I think NBA, because I think a lot of, in all these other sports, we have issues involving, you know, discrepancy with regards to the way that these things are officiated. This is Cleet Blakeman last night on the Sunday Night Football game, who cleared up, obviously, a very, very, very clear offside.
False start. Offense. All alignment except for the center. The 5-yard penalty. Replay, second down.
There is a compilation on YouTube, like it's like 3 minutes long, of every time over the last couple of years where there have been college officials and NFL officials have been saying things like, false start. Everybody but the center. I don't know why that one always gets me, but it hits me in my funny bone. Who will have the better Gamecock career when it's all said and done? Ryan the Heisman or Jake Bentley? We'll ask you that on Twitter at ESPN Upstate and next on Straight Up with Sturge. Willie P and Diesel here with you on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.